Back now with Day to Day, I'm Madeline Brand. Responding to Hurricane Katrina's devastation, Congress has been quick to approve aid. Lawmakers have already earmarked more than $60 billion for immediate needs. This week, Congress is also considering tax breaks for people who've lost homes and property in the storm. Joining us from Washington is Marketplace's John Dimsdale. And John, what kinds of tax cuts are being considered?
Well, for the short term, a group of senators will introduce today a list of temporary tax reductions and incentives for individuals and businesses in the area. Among them are victims could, for example, tap their tax-deferred retirement accounts, the 401ks, without the usual 10% penalty for early withdrawal. Families that take in an evacuee, give them a temporary home, would be eligible for an extra personal income tax exemption worth $500. Displaced students would get to deduct their room and board costs. There are extra tax incentives for charitable giving. Businesses that hire new workers in the disaster zone would get tax credits. And Montana Democratic Senator Max Baucus, one of the sponsors of this new tax plan, says income taxes on any forgiven debts for Katrina's victims will be waived.
Whenever it's mortgage payment or car payment or whatnot that a company forgives, well, that person does not have to pay income taxes on that forgiveness. Current law is you pay income taxes on any debt that's forgiven. We're saying no more. No, you don't pay. There's no income tax liability on any debt that's forgiven.
And John, what kinds of longer-term tax adjustments are being considered in Washington?
Well, the most ambitious would be huge enterprise zones to attract businesses to the area. There'd be faster depreciation incentives for them and low-interest loans. That's modeled on the recovery effort for New York City after 9/11. The IRS might loosen deadlines for filing businesses or individual tax forms. Businesses would be able to delay their filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission. There's talk of a fuel tax holiday to help the airlines. And the White House might lift tariffs on some needed construction material, things like lumber from Canada or cement from Mexico.
Well, why are there tariffs on those in the first place?
Well, that's the subject of some heated trade disputes. Domestic industries here in the U.S. have successfully argued that those countries have been dumping their products at prices that are below the cost of producing them here. Sugar is another example. Damage to the domestic sugar crop from Hurricane Katrina might bring some consideration of allowing more sugar imports from Central America. Among the other long-term aid issues, the federal government might cover state Medicaid liabilities. There could be extra unemployment benefits for laid-off workers, maybe a grace period for small business and farm loans.
That sounds like a lot on the plate there. What's this going to cost?
In round numbers, they're talking $200 billion, and that's going to be in one of Washington's euphemisms, off-budget, and that means added to the deficit. Next year's budget is likely to include a record $500 billion in red ink. But economists say this kind of spending is a stimulus that primes the pump for the local economy that's been devastated in these three states. They say it's the only way to get people back into jobs to get the economic infrastructure rebuilt. Coming up later today on Marketplace, a look at how the population of Louisiana's state capital has doubled after Hurricane Katrina and what's happened to the city's real estate markets.
John Dimsdale of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace, and Marketplace is produced by American Public Media. Thanks a lot, John.
Thanks, Madeline.